Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A man in Suffolk County has been charged in drug-fueled prostitution ring. He was allegedly running it out of his parents' basement.
WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz is joining us. Mike, what do we know about this prostitution ring?
So authorities say that Raymond Rodeo from Sound Beach, he used drugs to create dependency from women. He'd target women who already had drug issues. Rodeo allegedly would then give them free drugs, which hooked them even more. And then he'd sort of dangle the drugs as a carrot to where the payoff for him would be that the women would work for him as prostitutes. This is unfortunately right out of the playbook for human traffickers and men who force women into prostitution. Rodeo, we understand, operated this alleged prostitution ring out of his parents' basement. He would lock the women in the basement. He wouldn't allow them to go anywhere else in the house. And authorities described the basement like a dungeon, no bathroom or shower, a very sparse place. And the women would sometimes be forced to stay for hours at a time in this environment.
Michael, you said they were locked in his parents' basement. Did they have any idea, or did they say they had no idea about what was going on?
Suffolk County DA Tim Sini says there is some sense that the parents knew something was going on, something untowards, though most likely not to the full extent of which was revealed today. We believe that because Rodeo's parents have not yet been charged, and if they had known, or there's evidence that showed that they had known, they would have been charged along with their son.
Yeah, what led police to this guy in the first place?
Michael, this is very interesting. I mean, first, Rodeo was already the target of a drug enforcement investigation within Suffolk County. And separately, and this is how we get to the prostitution ring element, Rodeo and a woman authorities say was one of his prostitutes were pulled over in a regular traffic stop. And the officers, through their training, noticed something wasn't quite right. Rodeo is a 47-year-old man, and he was with a young woman who didn't exactly seem to be in a normal mental or physical state. These officers relayed what they saw to the rest of the department, and that's what led police to investigate further, leading to the charges that were brought today against Rodeo.
Well, thank you. That's WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.